What would you call the outside edge of a wagon wheel? That would be the
rim.
Now, is part of the rim or part of the outside of the wheel made of metal?
Yes.
Is there a special name for that? Metal rim of the wagon wheel, any name for that?
I don't know.
You ever heard the word tire used that way?
A tire's not a metal.
Okay, a tire to you would be made of rubber.
Well, some synthetic rubber, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, now on a wagon, do you know what the traces are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now what do you say the thing is that the traces come back and attach to?
The harness.
All right. Now, isn't there a horizontal wooden piece that kind of moves like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that's... I know. I know what it is.
Does it begin with an S?
I can't think to save my life. But I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Let me try a few on you. Single tree,
mm-hmm.
swingle
mm-hmm.
tree.
Single tree.
Single tree, okay.
Right.
If you have two single trees, they'd both be attached to a bigger one. Would you have a name for that?
There is one, but I can't think what it is.
Do people around here say double tree?
Mm-hmm.
Or double single tree?
Double tree.
Double tree.
That's right.
Okay. All right, this expression. Say if you see a farmer going by your house with a wagon load of wood, and shortly after he comes back, his wagon's empty. And a little while later, he comes back with another load. And this just keeps up all the day. What would you say he's doing?
Hauling wood.
Okay. All right, see how you would use the word drag. Say, for example, talking about a very heavy trunk, I might say, well, that was too heavy to pick up. I just had to...
Drag it.
Okay, if I did it yesterday...
You drug it.
And if I've done it several times, you say I've across the floor
several times. Drug.
Okay. All right. What would you say a farmer breaks the ground with for the first
plow.
Time? Okay, do you have different names for different types?
There's a turning plow. There's a harrow. Harrow usually smooths it over after it's plowed.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all.
Okay. Have you ever heard middle bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Or double shovel?
Mm-hmm. That's a plow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be called a...
be a double shovel is mm-hmm. when it turns it twice
mm-hmm.
as you go.
Okay.
And there's a single plow and a double plow.
All right. Now, I meant to ask you this when I was asking you about wagons, but the part that runs underneath the wagon that the wheels are attached to.
It's the frame.
Okay, now this is what I think of is a little different. You have the same thing on a car. You hear about people talking about going over...
chassis.
Well, it's just one part. Go over a bad bump and break your rear... rear wheel. You get an A.
Axle.
Sure, that's
mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you familiar with a wooden frame that a carpenter would use in his work?
A scaffold?
Well, that's a wood frame, right? But it looks more like this.
A horse.
Okay. Do you just say horses around here or sawhorses?
Horses.
Just horses, okay. All right, what about a wooden frame that's shaped more like an X? You know, you could put a log right in the middle to break.
Yeah, I know what, but I don't know what they're called.
Okay, have you ever heard sawbuck or wood rack?
Uh-huh, uh-huh, wood rack.
Wood rack would be it. Okay. And in the morning you would use either a comb or a what on your hair?
Brush.
Right, and the verb, you say you're going to?
Brush.
Okay. What about these long leather things that men used to sharpen their straight razors on?
A razor strap. And some people used to call them straps.
Straps, okay. What about the thing that you would fire in a pistol or a rifle? You would call that a...
bullet.
Right, another word?
Shell.
What about another
one? Ammunition.
And there's one that begins with a C.
Mm-hmm.